For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Failures, pick failures that you've had. How did you navigate those? How did you circumvent those? Like, how did you, in the darkest point in any point in your life, it could be personal, professional, how did you navigate that and then get through it?
So the biggest failure I had was I quit on my business partner. So this is why I tried to encourage people to keep going and believe and all, because that was me, because I needed it, because 20-year-old Evan that badly needed that message. We were not having success. I was a year in on this business. I turned down my dream job to take this, you know, company opportunity. All my friends were getting rich, doing all this stuff, and I was too poor to go hang out with them, and I was too embarrassed to tell them that I was broke, right? They want to hang out and I can't, cuz $20 for pizza and beer and then like bowling night or whatever would be too much, right? And so I said, "I can't. I'm hustling. I'm living the entrepreneur life, you know. I can't. I make $300 a month, guys. I can't afford this." So at some point it just got to a breaking point where I can't handle this anymore. You know, I'm busting my butt. Like every day, wake up, it's dark. I go to my partner's condo. It's dark. I leave and go home, right? Bean salad for lunch every day, just day in, day out. If you weren't working hard and you're not getting results, that's fine. You can kind of understand. But when you're grinding every single day, all day, and have no other life, and you're still not getting results, I don't know. I think at some point it just beats you down. This to say, I can't take this anymore. And so at a family event, I think it was Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, I told my business partner, like, I can't do this anymore. I need to feel like I'm a valuable person. And just, this isn't working. And so I quit. And then I cried like crazy, had stuff coming out of my eyes, my nose, you know, I was just totally lost. And the next day I woke up and felt, I can't quit yet, because I'm going to regret if I quit now. I know, again, when I'm an old man at 40, I'm going to regret this life-changing decision. But I can't keep going the way that I'm going. I have to find something else, because this is not working as it is. And that's where I had a aha moment, kind of at my bottom, which was, I'm not the first guy to try to build software before and sell it. Like, who's done this? And the first guy I thought of was Bill Gates, who started Microsoft. So I thought, okay, how did Bill Gates do it? I'm going to learn his story, and maybe there's something I can learn from it. And I did. I looked at how Microsoft got started. Not how did he make an extra $1 million now? Like, who cares? You know, makes $1 million a second just sitting around. How did he go from 0 to 1? That's what I wanted to do. And I looked at a story and copied that strategy. And shortly after, I had my first deal for $13,500 in my business. And, you know, grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of money, but holy cow, when you're making $300 a month and you get a 13.5K deal, my dude, I was rich. Like, I won the lottery. You know, I have dollars hitting my bank account. I felt rich, and more important is like hope, like, oh my gosh, something finally worked. Like, maybe this could actually happen, light at the end of the tunnel. And then I just modeled that strategy to keep getting more and more and more growth. And so if you think about, what do I do now? Like, what saved me back then? Modeling success. I don't have to be the guy to figure it out on my own. I can model somebody who's done it. what have I done for the past 20 plus years is teach people how to model success. You know, I'm still talking to 19-year-old Evan, profiling famous people and say, here's what you can learn from them to apply to your situation.
You know what's funny though? Like you've always gone into situations, like, well, I guess in the software company, you did have people you could model, but when you were starting your own brand and you were creating content, I don't think there was a model, but you still figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Scott. And I think that's why it took so long.
Fair.
You know, that I didn't model somebody. I think you could. Like, people ask me, who's your hero or who do you want to be most like? And my answer is Princess Di. That's my model. And I just like, there's a lot of things about her that I think can apply. How does it apply to like my 2022, you know, business, YouTube, et cetera? That's the challenge. But I think if I applied it earlier to my situation, it wouldn't have taken me 5 years to get 5,000 subscribers. I would have been able to get there a lot faster. Every time I haven't known what to do and I ask myself, who's done this before? And maybe you can talk to them, but I didn't have any connection. So I'm not calling up Bill Gates to say, hey, Billy, what do you think? but the bigger they are, the more their stories are out there for you to learn. And so if I was smart enough to go back and say, I'm building a brand, like the idea of a brand, Scott, was not something that was in my vocabulary. You know, I wasn't thinking about
it. Wasn't
that
anyone's vocabulary. It's kind of net new in the past some
content,
few years.
You know, I'm going to make some videos and hopefully help somebody, right? That was really the start. So if, you know, there were no big parallels in YouTube, but I could have pulled from other people who were big at the time. I could have pulled from Oprah, who had her TV show. I could have pulled from people if I had the smarts or the role models, I guess, to think about it. So again, like, this is what I'm trying to help people. You don't have to take as long as I did to get here. You can go a lot faster.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.